Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Says hello and welcome to episode 6. That was Canadian band Mother Mother and Love Stuck as we kick off this Valentine's Day edition of the show. They actually have a new album being released this Friday, February 16th, called Grief Chapter. As always, I'll have links in the show notes. I am excited they are playing in Boston this summer. We shall see if I can get a plus one to join me at the show, if they have any tickets left. They have come a long way from seeing them at small venues in Phoenix, but I'm so proud of them and their success. They absolutely deserve it. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Max Frost last week. It was a great conversation. And of course, he's a talented, creative musician as well. If you missed it, it's always going to be right there waiting for you in the feed. We're back to my normal schedule this week. I do have a couple more interviews on tap that I'm doing this week that'll eventually make it in episodes. I've also got some music news in this episode, a little music history, and some good news to share. Right now, though, Scene Mom says, let's get back to the music with another artist who is going on tour this spring, Sydney Sprague, and this is called Steve.
Sweet as night.
Boston-based band Happy Little Clouds with their new single, The Emperor's Song. I discovered them thanks to Boston label Rock Garden Records. And again, have links to everything in the show notes. C-Mom says it is time for some music news. Green Day's new album, Saviors, dropped about a month ago, and of course they have been making the interview rounds, and they have a stadium tour coming up with Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, The Hives, and the Linda Lindas this summer. One of the interviews I read I wanted to share because it's touching on something I've really been diving into lately, and that's algorithms and the effect on us and our culture. The band stated that, quote, finding your music via algorithms is just lazy. Green Day bassist Mike Dirnt explained that he likes to organically find new things. He said, quote, social media is great for kids, but if you're finding your music via algorithms, then that's just lazy. That reads his full quote. He says, all I can say is just clear your search history to find new stuff. Billy Joe Armstrong explained that his distaste for algorithms centers on how they can manipulate content. He said, quote, with the algorithms that people live on, there's so much false information and there's people diagnosing themselves with Asperger's off TikTok, he said. That's just absurd to me. Going further, Armstrong explained that he'd rather keep his important messages in his songs rather than try to share them directly on social media. He said, my opinions are always in my songs. I don't like to tweet or Instagram about politics because you're contributing to insane people who are just arguing and taking sides. So I write about it in my songs. That being said, they did acknowledge that there is a silver lining to algorithms, as many younger music lovers are discovering Green Day's older music. Also, the band is on TikTok, so from a marketing standpoint, they know that they have to play the game to some extent. I agree with them, though, and there's a great book that I'm reading called Filter World right now that talks about algorithms and flattening our culture, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes as well. It's a fascinating book. All right, now going across the pond, the Women and Equalities Committee in the UK said musicians have to sit beside their sexual abusers at parties and events due to a culture of silence. It makes a series of recommendations to tackle the problem of misogyny, but also said that a shift in behavior of men is needed. The government said the industry must ensure a safe working environment. The report by the Women and Equalities Committee follows an inquiry into misogyny in the music industry, which began in June of 2022. The cross-party group of MPs concluded that the issue was endemic and called for urgent action to tackle it. The inquiry heard evidence from people including the former BBC Radio 1 DJ Annie McManus, who said that there is a tidal wave of revelations about sexual assault in the music industry waiting to be told. The broadcaster and writer said there was an unbelievable number of stories that have not yet emerged and warned the industry was rigged against women. The report by the Women in Equities Committee makes a series of recommendations to try and tackle this, along with discrimination in the music industry. They called on ministers to amend the Equality Act to ensure freelance workers have the same protections from discrimination as employees and to improve protections from people facing intersectional inequality. They also recommended that the government legislate to impose a duty on employers to protect workers from sexual harassment by third parties. And they also urged ministers to prohibit use of non-disclosure agreements in cases involving sexual abuse, sexual harassment, or bullying. The report focuses on improving protections and reporting mechanisms and on making reforms. That is your music news this week, and yes, I will have links to both of these articles in the show notes. And if you have any feedback or any other thoughts, you can always shoot me an email, cmomsays@gmail.com. All right, back to the music. My friend Richard, I Am Hologram, he has a new single and a new album called 7 Commercials for My Soul. I believe the digital version of the album will be available in May. Here is Memento Mori. Thank you.
a smile. Well, if you think you can make things cool with a smile, if you think we can still be friends, well, you missed by a mile.
This is the Scene Mom Says podcast with your host Danny Cutler. Want your music featured? Email scenemomsays@gmail.com.
New England artists for you there. That was Morgan Elise and her new single Grow. And before that was Adam Sherman and his new song, If You Think. Links to all the things will be in the show notes. All right, it is time for a couple of moments in music history for this week. On February 12th of 1977, the Police recorded their very first single, Fallout, for about $255 at Pathway Studios in London. Written by drummer Stuart Copeland, it is the only Police recording featuring original guitarist Henry Petrovani. Mick Jagger's review of the single in Sounds magazine as a guest reviewer called the song, quote, competently played rock with nasal and annihilated vocals. It failed to chart on its original release, but when re-released in 1979, it made it to number 47 in the UK on their singles chart. On February 13th of 1960, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. Hence, he garnered the nickname, the Chairman of the Board. One of the label's founding principles under Sinatra's leadership was that each artist would have full creative freedom and at some point complete ownership of their work. Reprise later became the home of many influential U.S. acts, such as Neil Young, Jimi Hendrix, Joni Mitchell, Randy Newman, and the Beach Boys. And on February 15th of 1968, John Lennon and his wife Cynthia, along with George and Patty Harrison, flew to India to study meditation with the Maharishi Yogi. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr joined them a few days later, but Starr would become bored and leave on March 1st, comparing the experience to be like a Butlins holiday camp. 19 songs, which would later appear on the Beatles' White Album, were written during March and April of 1968 at a transcendental meditation course in India. And on February 17th of 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for his second studio album, Elvis. It spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Top Pop Albums chart, making Presley the first recording artist to have both albums go straight to number one in the same year. That is some music history for the week of February 12th through the 17th. C-Mom says it's time for more music.
Can't get down. a whiskey jar, get a gold name and a big red star.
Lights on, roll up the window, couple dollars in the jar, it never grows. I wake up when the sun is low, shake the car with the bar and the wheel in the window. Might be late, you'll never know, smoke grass in the back when I'm feeling low. And every night when my hands get slow, I flip off the light and I shut the door.
Couple of 59X Records bands for you. That was Phoenix band Viper Club and Internet Star. And before that was the brand new single from LA band Easy Sleeper and Timekeeper. In lieu of a marketing tip this week, I want to remind artists and small business owners or anybody listening that I am running a special this month. It's called Fall in Love with Your Business February. If you're feeling in a rut or stuck or maybe just bored and not sure what to do to get your business going again, well, I have a special on my hour consultation so that we can sit down and do an analysis of your business and your marketing and do a refresh. You can go to DannyCutler.com for more info and to schedule, and I'll also have a link in the show notes. All right, time for some good news, and it's another one reminding us of the power of music. Whether it's singing in a choir, playing in the living room on the piano, joining in hymns at church, or just whistling along with the radio, a new poll finds that nearly all older adults say music brings them far more than just entertainment. 3/4 of people age 50 to 80 say music helps them relieve stress or relax, and 65% say it helps their mental health or mood, according to new results from the University of Michigan National Poll on Healthy Aging. Meanwhile, 60% say they get energized or motivated by music. Joel Howell, MD, who's a professor at internal medicine at the UM Medical School who worked with the poll team, said music has the power to bring joy and meaning to life. It is woven into the very fabric of existence for all of humankind. Music also has tangible effects on a variety of health-related ailments, he adds. He says, we know that music is associated with positive effects on measures from blood pressure to depression. The poll is based at the UM Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation and supported by the AARP and Michigan Medicine and the University of Michigan's Academic Medical Center. Honestly, this is why on Duolingo, I enjoy the music section so much. It just brings me joy, even if I'm just playing simple songs on a digital piano. That is some good news for you this week.
Look. said, please, you were looking for romance, a slow dance. I just can't, but I'm still not running away. I'm not running away, kind of dripping, but I'm still not running away. I'm not running away. I'm not running away, kind of dripping, but I'm still not running away. I'm not running away.
That was the new single from Tempe, Arizona band Corner Floor called Not Running Away. Yes, released as this is released to you on Valentine's Day. Scene Mom says that is going to do it for episode 6. If you like what you hear, please share the love with friends. You can send any feedback, suggestions, or music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at DannyCutler.com.